is Radio Freedom.
Hello, this is Radio Clash Show 11, and it's the January Tim and Kirk special.
January sales.
Yeah, January sales. So special.
Yeah, we cheap. Going very, very cheap.
This is Radio Clash on Pirates Allied. Holding your living money, cashing in the bit of life. This is Radio Clash on Pirates Allied. This is Radio Clash. Everybody hold on tight.
Hi. Hello, that was The Only Ones with, oops, classic live problem. That was The Only Ones with Another Girl, Another Planet, and yes, I know.
I told you should have done it live.
I know.
This is going to be the death of your radio career, I tell you.
No, it adds character.
Yeah, okay.
I know. It adds character, and it's all very charming.
Yeah.
Anyway, so why did you choose The Only Ones?
Well, I didn't really. It was a decent choice. I've got this fantastic 80s compilation, and kind of Tim commandeered it and chose for me. There was actually a whole list of kind of other things we were going to. He goes, no, I want that one. I want that one.
I am evil producer.
Oh yeah, you're overall producer, whereas for this particular show I am the director of bed music.
Yes.
Is that right? We've got some fabulous kind of what is it?
Cheesy royalty free. It's royalty. Well, we're sort of royalty free. I'm sure it's probably
Is this the rock one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a rock one.
That
yeah.
is cheesy.
It does sound like Polyphonic Spree. It's Polyphonic Spree.
It sounds like the Dairy Lee cows came into the studio, lactated all over the tape machine, and it set solid. That's how cheesy it is.
So
do you want to? Would you like to talk about the that song, or perhaps list the one that didn't make it? Because you.
And dear listeners, did you like our Annie Nightingale hat?
Oh, it was a tribute. It was a tribute to Annie Nightingale. Herself, who? Well, I haven't heard her for ages, but apparently she's doing some kind of like late morning rave show on Radio 1.
Rave?
It's raving grandma. Okay. I don't know. it's a bit strange these days. But the other tunes you could have had. Tim, would you like to list them? My Dolly Dealer.
Oh, right. The tunes you could have had.
don't read too many out, because obviously, you know, we're saving for the show.
Sonic Boom Boy.
Yeah, well, that was my choice.
Lloyd Cole and the Commotions. Oh, yeah. But I can't stand Lloyd Cole and Commotions, so...
Well, you wanted Elvis Costello, didn't you?
Elvis Costello, but you weren't really that keen about Elvis Costello.
It's just good, you know, you can save it for later. Oh, the microphone's off, isn't it?
It's on, but I don't know. It's probably very quiet.
But anyway, that particular song. Have you noticed all these? A lot of American groups these days, especially the New York ones, including the Killers, even though not from New York, they're kind of regurgitating this kind of like early 80s British sound. Kind of Duran Duran, early New Order, Joy Division, and ripping them off something chronic. But I tell you, the first time I heard the Strokes, the reason why I liked them is that it sounded like that kind of late 70s thing. Even more than punk, I like that kind of...
The
new wave stuff.
Oh, you know.
I know, Another Girl on Another Planet. It's just like I remember from my childhood. Classic from my childhood.
Makes me think of suburbs, like members sound of suburbs.
Yeah.
Makes me think of loads of spotty kids doing air guitar as we were doing.
And glue sniffing.
Yeah, glue sniffing.
Which you were doing.
No, I wasn't glue sniffing.
I was snorting vodka.
What, during the break?
Yeah.
I think it's probably time for another song, so our bed music has finished.
Yeah, and I think it's a time for a swig of meths as well. So what's coming up next, Mr. DJ?
Mr. DJ-matic. It's Alive and Nellified by Go Home Productions. It's
Mooney Suzuki.
Mooney Suzuki.
Hit it, Tim.
I just don't know much about them at all.
Watch who you're talking about, put in your mouth, like you know me. You gon' fuck around and chill by the show, make it call to show me. If I wanna work, you can't hold me. If your last name was Hayne, only way you work, you gotta stitch my name on your band. No resident of France, but you swear I'm from Paris. Hunnits is carrots, total no, that's purpose. Tryna convert this, my chain to your chain. I might sprint a Motorola, no service out of your range. What does it take to be on the wall? Shout out your name. Ooh. Gotta come up with better ways and actions to get your aim. All that pressure you applied, it's time to ease off. Before I hit you from the fly side, taking your sleeves off. As much as we fall, still hard to please, boss. Don't be lying, pitching me crying. Suck it up as a loss, cause your axe is whack. The whole label is whack, matter of fact. Website chat line, man, I got my hold on the line, I'm on the flat line. What does it take to be number one?
That was Go Home Productions with Alive and Nellified, which was Moody.
They're on the rag.
The Mooney Suzuki with Alive and Amplified.
They only release a record once a month.
Yeah, it's that time of the month again. And Number One by Nelly, which I know nothing about. And yes, I know.
I'm glad you're so glad you put me in charge of the background ambiance.
Well, it's one of these things that what is it? It's very nice.
Hello, yes. Let me introduce myself. I am Daniel Bedding Music for the evening.
Well, we haven't actually done. We kind of did introductions earlier, but I'm Tim, and this is my friend Kirk.
Hello. Hello, viewers.
You kind of said that in the case of like, oh my god, he's going to bring out a red book in a minute. Yeah, I know. I'm probably going to talk about Go Home Productions like I know what I'm talking about.
They're all your mates.
All right, okay. Well, Go Home Productions is Mark Villa. I've got that from his wonderful website, which is www.gohomeproductions.co.uk. And you can download that, and you can download all of his WFMU mix, which it's got some very, very good. He did a long mix in America for a radio show called WFMU. They do a lot of radio shows. They're kind of, you know, a bit like a kind of experimental, a little bit of this, a little bit of that kind of show. What he's done is actually brought out the separate tracks. You know, like the Imagine Queen one I played you, and you hated the John Lennon. Yes. Anyway. So, what are we going to do next, apart from chill out this wonderful French music?
Actually, can I ask you a question about bootlegs and remixes and all that? Because obviously I'm a bit thick and I don't know about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Would you consider Jive Bunny to be one of the first ever kind of bootlegs?
Kind of. They're kind of like bootlegging with a beat.
Okay, what about Hooked on Classics?
How did Hooked on Classics go? Oh god. Kind of. I mean,
it's not a serious question, but if you want to give me a full answer and show me you're working out, you can.
Well, the thing about Jive Bunny is that that's usually
crap.
Apart from the crap, they were actually used as the if anyone wants to insult a bootlegger,
yeah,
they just say Jive Bunny.
Oh, that's okay.
A bit Jive Bunny. No, everyone go, no, how dare you invoke the name of Jive Bunny? I suppose if you say it five times, a big rabbit appears and tries to stab you. But that's...
And surely, Beats International dub Be Good to Me must be like one of the first ever kind of bootlegs.
Yeah, that's proto bootleg. Yeah, it's one of the early ones. And that's a classic, because it's got, what was it, the Guns of Brixton clash bass line.
Yeah.
It's got the harmonica from Ennio Morricone. It's got Lindy Layton.
Grange Hill. I think she appeared in Grange Hill late 80s.
That was a Grange Hill bootleg. Yeah. I know.
And it had some bloke who had a blocked up nose going to some flight boss walk jam.
Oh, yes.
No.
That was ripped off from somewhere as well. That was ripped off from a rap music. So... Oh god, this is so lounge music. I expect Richard Clayderman to appear.
Perhaps he's here.
The ghost
in
of
spirit. Richard. Oh, is he dead?
The ghost.
I didn't know that.
He should be. He's not.
Do you think they're going to do a biopic of Richard Clayderman out in time for the Oscars next year? What do you reckon?
What, like they've done with Ray?
Yeah.
And Dean Martin.
Yeah. It wasn't Dean Martin. It was
Dick.
Beyond the Sea. What's his name? Beyond the Sea.
It was him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan, and I can't remember.
Google it. Just Google it, everyone. Maybe. Google it.
Anyway, what are we having next?
I suppose it's one of yours.
I would choose. Okay, it's got to be the Man to Man meets Man Parish one. Okay.
Okay, so.
Actually, I'm in two minds about this now, because I wanted to hear it earlier, because I haven't heard it for years, and now you're about to play it. I feel kind of like shameful, like it's a bit of tacky electro, but I suppose it's too late to choose anything now. Go for it. Hit the button.
Okay. Were you a male stripper in a go-go bar?
Yeah, the coffee bar.
Hello, that was Man to Man with featuring Man Parrish and was a male stripper.
Yeah, you can read it off
bar.
The screen. The screen's right there, Tim. You're not blind.
I know, but I'm not facing the screen, am I? Am I? And we're going to.
What about me? He plugged my headphones in, and I can't even wander away from the computer. I'm like a prisoner on a bloody chain.
You're an audio slave.
I am an audio slave. I can't get away fucking 1 meter from the computer.
You can do some really dodgy rock in a minute.
Yeah. No.
Jeez. No. So, why did you choose Man to Man featuring Man Parrish?
Well, originally I wasn't, of course, because we're going to play a clip of the other one in a minute. I suddenly wanted to listen to a bit of house, so what I brought up was Love Can't Turn Around, and I wanted to hear that, and I suddenly thought, no, do you know what? I haven't heard Man to Man meets Man Parrish for ages, so we did that. And the reason why I said I was ashamed, I mean, it hasn't aged that well. It's still a great track, but, you know, I don't know.
Why are you ashamed? It's been using some classic bootlegs. It's good.
Oh, is
mix.
It? Yeah. Okay.
Remember, I played that one that was calling occupants of interplanetary craft carpenters versus male stripper.
Okay.
That's pretty funny.
All right. What would you class that? Would you class that as like high energy or something?
It is kind of new energy.
Because you know, high energy from the mid 80s was full tacky.
Electro.
Full tacky.
I know, but it doesn't have Divine over the top of it, so it can't be new energy.
Yeah. No. I tell you about that track. It's just one of those things you like, you secretly like. You're kind of, you know, might feel a bit ashamed to admit it to anyone else because they might not like it, but then they end up they do like it. So it's all
depends how much drugs you're taking, usually.
No, you don't have to tell me this.
So shall I play a bit of Daryl Panda?
Yeah, because this is what I wanted to play originally, and well, I'll do. Yeah, just I won't take up too much of your precious broadcast, Tim. You know, that's just fine. Play a bit of it, you know.
All right, okay.
You know, and try not to drop another tune over the top of it like you did last time, because that's so unprofessional.
I know.
We'll never be the same. Cannot play dogs in a game. You don't want to. Yes, I do. Started. My dreams are broken hearted, and I want you, baby. We'll never be the same, cause you played those in the game. Then yet I want you, girl. They say we were an item, my thoughts I try and hide them, cause I need you, uh-huh. But when we get down to it, I just love the way you do it, and I love you, Love can't turn around. Love can't turn around. Love can't turn around. Love can't turn around. Love can't turn around.
So why didn't you choose that, or why did you choose that, or?
No, it was a spur of the moment thing. I just wanted to hear Man to Man meets Man Parrish. That, however, Love Can't Turn Around, I'm not ashamed to admit I like that at all. That is fantastic. I'm going to sound like an old man here, but weren't those the days? That's when house music was house music.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes, it was. Well, wasn't it called Jack then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'd rather Jack than Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
I know.
But, no, it's... clubs are strange these days, where house, over the years, has mutated into... Give me some examples. Deeply euphoric, uplifting, trancy, funky, fancy, funky, pointless,
annoying,
boring, annoying...
depressing,
house.
Suicidal house.
Suicide, yeah. By DJ Slash Wrist, I think, is the main major exponent of that particular genre. It just seemed better in those days. House, it still had the kind of personality. They used, you know, a little bit of cheeky sampling every so often. I don't know. When was the last good year for dance, do you think? I think it was 95.
I think it was probably 92.
Okay.
I didn't
mind the old kind of cheesy Euro stuff that came in the mid-90s. I didn't mind that.
JX, Son of a Gun and all that.
Yeah. Like. Felix!
Felix. Cats like Felix. Like
Corona.
Like Rave.
Yeah. a cat on ketamine. Wow, that's pretty cool.
He was about 11 years old, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
14.
Anyway... This record, the one you're still playing, which you faded and I didn't realise, I'm sure that was the first house record we had over here.
I think it was.
You know, like, people were aware of it. It was actually commercial, got into the charts, whatever. Because you had that, and then you had early next year, early 87, it was Jack Your Body. And it kind of siphoned in bit by bit until we got like Pump Up the Volume, you know, August 87. But that's the first one I can remember. Actually, shamefully, I think Stockcake and Wharton were actually ahead of their time, and even Mel and Kim, what was it showing out for the weekend? Oh, God, what am I talking about, Mel and Kim?
Mel and Kim.
That was actually pop house type thing. It was. Stockcake and Wharton were actually ahead of their time. Bloody
that's
hell.
That's a scary thing.
I just realised that. Oh. Anyway, do you want to stick one on? And yeah, we'll stop moaning about the good old days.
Stick one on? Yeah. I'll stick them on, yeah. You mean skillfully put them on? Yeah.
Quick, Tim, where's that CD? Oh, oh, here it is. It's been crushed under the leg of your chair.
All right.
What is this? Oh,
here comes the hot butter.
What is that? Lost Tango in Paris reference or something?
I think they're all dead now.
Here come the hot stuff of murder. I'm the lyrical gangster murder. Pick up the food in the area murder. Still love it like that murder. No, no, we don't die. Yes, we multiply. Anyone press will hear the fat lady sing. Act like you know, recall. I know what both don't know. Touch them up and go. Oh, ching-ching-ching. Here come the hot stuff of murder. I'm the lyrical gangster murder. Excuse me, Mr. Officer murder.
Da 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 da
That was Here Comes the Hot Butter by RIAA. And it's that was Here Comes the Hot Stepper, Ina Kamosi, with sorry, I'm just laughing at the bed, at the bed music.
It's radio is the theatre of the mind. Yes. I mean, we've transported the studio to a middle school somewhere in Middle England.
How appropriate.
We blend in quite easily, funnily enough.
I wonder why that is. So anyway, apart from that, I now want to do Paper, Scissors, Stone. Or do some skipping games. That was Ina Kamosi, Here Comes the Hot Stepper, with what was it? Hot Butter by Popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm losing it. Just talk.
What do you want me to talk about? I don't know.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about the state of the world today. And why has it suddenly moved into Waterloo?
All right, this apparently is track 75, mall with shoppers enclosed.
That's not included in there.
Sound effects CD free was consumers.
With free mall. Yeah, I know.
Okay, so who did that remix then?
That was by RIAA, who's otherwise known as Mr. Fab. He's, I think, I'm just going to get this so wrong. I think he's American, and he has been played before. We played his Bring the Noise, one with...
I thought you were going to say Bring the Blinds.
No, Ode to Noise. The one. The Apollo 100 track. Though I kept thinking Apollo 440 for some strange reason. God, I feel so chavvy in this sound environment.
No.
So which track of yours? Oh, okay. Which track of yours do you want to play next?
The next thing's not going to work at all.
Okay.
Track 76, telephone pickup. Hang on. The next one we are going to do, because I'm kind of feeling a bit kind of cool, a bit laid back. How about yourself, Tim? You feeling cool?
Yes, I'm feeling cool.
Okay. Why don't you put on a bit of Sly Stone and get one for yourself?
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
To stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count on three. I'm gone, forget it, reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight, how could I ever be late, when you're my woman taking up my time. Fun, ha, when you know that you never number two. Number one, gonna be number one. I'll be good, I wish I could. I get this message over to you now. You shape me again. I hope that you have been the kind of person you really are now. I'll be so good. I wish I could get the message over to you now.
But I can't be bothered with a fuss today. I gotta take my bike, 'cause once again the tube's on strike. The greedy bastards want extra pay for sitting on their ass all day, even though they earn 30k. So I'm standing here in the pouring rain. Where the fuck's my fucking train? London Underground,
London Underground.
They're all lazy fucking useless cunts. London Underground,
London Underground.
They're all greedy cunts. I wanna shoot them all with a rifle. They say is please mind the doors, and they learn that on their 2-day course. This job could be done by a 4-year-old. They just leave us freezing in the cold. What you smell is what you get. Burger King and piss and sweat. You roast to death in the boiling heat, with tourists treading on your feet and chewing gum on every seat. So don't tell me to mind the gap. I want my fucking money back. London Underground,
London Underground.
They're all lazy fucking useless cunts. London Underground,
London Underground.
They're all greedy cunts. I wanna shoot them all with a rifle. La 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 la, la 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 la. The floors are sticky and the seats are damp. Every platform has a fucking tramp, but the divers get the day off when we're all late for work again. London Underground,
London Underground.
Wah wah wankers, they're all wankers. London Underground. Take your Oyster card and shove it up your asshole.
That was amateurtransplants.com. Oh, I think they're called Amateur Transplants. I'm not exactly sure. Well, anyway, it's two guys that sing bizarre songs about various things, including...
They're mostly medicine, because they're medical students.
Yeah, they're doctors. They're not students. That's a scary thing. They're actually doctors.
Our life in their hands.
I know. Would you trust your life in those people's hands?
Actually, you played me the rest of the songs, and I'm very, very impressed. They're very, very funny.
Was it a menstrual rag?
Yeah. Okay.
They're very, very un-PC, be warned, but they're very good.
And now they've put their un-PC-ness on us, and now we're going to get criticised by people, and you will have potentially lost half your viewing public. Or whatever. So, it's, they've...
Everything's
screwed now, thanks to them.
They've seen it...
Actually, can we do a disclaimer?
Disclaimer?
Yeah.
A declaimer.
Declaimer.
Do a disclaimer. Yeah, I declaim this. Yeah.
Okay.
So what's your disclaimer?
We have nothing to... The views expressed by those two medical doctor student people blokes are not necessarily the views of the Radio Clash staff, something like that.
Okay, okay. The views...
Copyright Tim, your home may be at risk if you don't keep up your payments, blah, blah, blah. Always check with the bill payer before ringing this number.
The small print says your home will be reclaimed, whatever you want, and you'll spend loads of money, and we'll spend loads of hours talking about absolute shit at you. So what are we going to do next? Because that was kind of like one of your choices after a kind of a very, very good mix of mine.
Yeah.
Edit.
Having a spack attack on the mixing desk isn't necessarily being a professional DJ, Tim.
So, what next?
What to know? You said you said you were going to talk about something serious about someone, weren't you? Is that clicking noise?
The sound of this.
That was so
the sound funny. Of typing. Oh, that reminds me. One of the things I wanted to say was I went to the Who Boys.
Oh right, yeah.
I went to see the Who Boys last night, and I'm still kind of recovering. If that's why I'm a little bit kind of crap on the mixing desk. It's because of that. And
it's just one excuse after another.
It's one excuse after another. I know. But it's one of the things that...
you've done pretty well considering you've had, what was it, four hours sleep. After a big night out. Tim's big night out.
Yeah.
Getting big shout-outs. Was that right?
Very big shout-outs. It was very good. And I definitely should be on Go to Bastard or Cargo or something like that. They're of that quality. They're very good. But they had something called... They had a symphony for dot matrix printers.
Cool.
That's one of the things they had. Mm. Oh, and also there's such a thing
featuring
as
DJ Daisy Wheel,
something like that.
Okay.
And this is a Sound Sing tour, by the way. This is our version of a Sound Sing tour. You're now listening to the sounds of taxis and buses, I think. Like that.
We're taking downtown High Street general atmosphere in inverted commas.
What, in a Joy Division sense? Very depressing. Yeah. You're about to get run over by a bus. Pull. Okay. What are you pulling? Yeah, one-armed machine. What arm? Yeah, okay, I know. But you know, we're taking you around the world in sound. Yeah, which is good because we can't afford to go anywhere else. So, I can't remember what the serious thing I was going to talk about.
No, that was it. You said something about some soundscapes person.
Oh, sound seeing. Yeah, Adam Curry. If I say head of podcasting, it sounds terrible.
Head. You mean there's a lot of hierarchy to this thing?
Well, he kind of invented it, so he's kind of big.
Will he be listening?
Probably not, no. Okay. He's probably not now.
So we can say what we like about
him? Yeah,
Has, I don't know the bloke. He's probably really lovely.
He has long blonde hair. He used to be an MTV VJ. that
like
means
Paul
nothing
King.
To me.
Like Paul King,
yeah, except he doesn't have a hat.
Love and Pride.
So, what the fuck are we going to play now? I know, I'm going to play a bit of Andrew's Sisters.
Oh, yeah, yes. No, go for it, it's the bonus track.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-lea, toot. He blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump way to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-da-da, do-do-do-do. He blows it eight to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays. When someone gives him a beat, he really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da 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 da. Company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
That was the Andrew Sisters with Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Oh, and that's my crap mix.
Cool. Here's a more crap mixing. Yeah, well, I prefer Glenn Miller. I was actually more in the mood for Chattanooga Tube Tube, but that was like a poor man's equivalent, so don't feel too hard done by.
Well, I just like the fact that they actually use that track in an Art of Noise track. There's something called Into Battle, which used the In the Army Now. And so when I first heard it, I'm like, I know this song. I'm thinking, how the fuck do I know a song from the 1940s?
Okay.
And I think that's so cool that they were actually sampling. Art of Noise were sampling bits of like 1940s records and chucking it in with somebody hacking a piano to death with an axe.
Is that true?
Well, they did that. Did that in the video. You remember the video with the little girl with a sledgehammer beating
for,
the piano?
What was the song?
Close to the Edit.
No, know the song, but I don't never saw the video. Mm.
So that was apparently that video got banned. There's about three videos for that song, Close to the Edit. That was the first one, and it was too violent, and they couldn't show it on television. So they did another one, and that wasn't good enough. They did about three videos. This is called just basically using up all of Paul Morley's cocaine budget. Oops, I think I might get liable now. Oh, dear.
No. You just got to say the word allegedly.
Allegedly.
Hooray! Yay! Oi, lawyers, fuck off! Can't touch us now, you can't touch us now, you can't touch us now.
Especially if you're Pete Doherty on
He's going out with Kate Moss, I heard. What's that about?
Oh, my God. But maybe they go to AA meetings together.
Oh, well, the thing is... apparently in the newspapers this morning, it was like the front page, Kate Moss does great big cocaine benders and ended up in a coma type thing. And, well, that wasn't really a shock. But this is the thing. Pete Doherty is great. He's like the last of the true pop stars. His life is like a soap opera in itself. But the last I heard was, do you remember, when was it, last summer? He apparently fled with his girlfriend to Paris to try and get off crack or something.
Yeah. And then he went to monastery afterwards.
Yeah, that's right. But the thing is, like, do you remember I said this before? I mean, why go to Paris? I mean, there's drugs in Paris. I mean, surely Jim Morrison found that out.
He should go to the moon.
But the thing is, though, they said he and his girlfriend fled. Yeah, so he obviously hasn't got that girlfriend now. He's got Kate Moss. So who dumped who? do you think it's really... I mean, she might have dumped him because he did too many drugs or whatever. Do you think it's sad if he dumped her simply because he's like...
Maybe his girlfriend was his crack dealer.
Yeah,
who knows?
That's true.
But I mean...
But Kate Moss, how weird's that? She's like trying to just latch onto the next cool person. Actually, no, I really like Pete Doc... What's that, Time Out? No, I really like the Libertines. I took ages to grow on me.
But now they are no more.
Yeah,
I can't believe that. It's like he did on the 17th of December. He did a no show, and then 18th, Carl Barrett called time to Libertine to Paris.
Did you know that? There's what they're called? Oh, Jesus, the one that aren't Libertines.
Baby Shambles.
Baby Shambles. When was it? Months back, they were supposed to do a gig in Glasgow, and Pete Doherty did his usual thing of like not showing, and there was a bit of a riot. Okay,
yeah. I read about that.
Back in December, I think it was, they did the same thing at the Astoria in London. He didn't show, and like all the crowd just went crazy.
Yeah, I heard about that story. They basically wrecked all the equipment and everything.
Yeah. It's funny, because there's the Baby Shambles record. What's it called? Kilimanjaro. The first line, or one of the early lines, is that, why would you pay to see me in a cage? Well, Pete, it's because when we pay to see you on stage somewhere, you never turn up. At least if we see you in a cage, you're not going anywhere. You know what I mean?
But it's not as dodgy as Kasabian with their Monkeys and LSD song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because the monkey held... interested in the way the monkey held the key. They've got opposable thumbs.
They haven't got opposable thumbs.
They have. They can be quite dangerous.
But they can't hold the key. Because they haven't got that kind of hand.
Well, maybe they'll chop me up lines of coke for him. I don't know.
Got that kind of key?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
Would you like to do some ketamine off this key, Mr. Doherty? Here you go.
Boogie boogie boy.
Is it?
Yeah, bugles again.
Okay. Well, that really is an interesting soundscape. Why don't you play your last choice? What you want to play?
I'll go do the wrap up.
Wrap it up.
So this was This is me, and this was him.
Yeah.
Goodbye from me.
Well, we've turned into Derek and Clive.
Yeah.
Oh no, the two Ronnies.
We haven't said cunt enough to be Derek and Clive.
No, me and him was the two Ronnies, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Right, okay.
But no.
At least we're not Hale and Pace. That's all I can say.
Oh God, please no! I don't want to be the fat one. Actually, he was quite
I
cute.
Do. He's quite. Especially when he's dressed up as a bouncer. I've quite a thing going for him.
Though. Oh, enemy signals. Enemy signals.
Enemy subs will be positioned here, here, and here.
What's that you're saying, Lassie? What's that? What, the German spies are in the sub? Oh, okay.
The German spies are trapped down the well.
I'm sure it's...
Why don't they do a CGI animated Lassie movie and make it, like, heavily ironic, like, you know, and get loads of... top Hollywood stars to appear in it. That'd be wicked.
I mean,
or what they should do for the voice of Lassie, they get this hobo, obviously, like, you know, gonna guest voice.
That's just trying to, that's them trying to chuck us out. Anyway, so this was a Radio Clash show 11. This chaotic and anarchic smoking edit of a show.
Edit.
So that this you can read more about Mutant Clash. Radio Clash on Mutant Pop.
Virtua Mutant Clash out now on the PlayStation 2 and Xbox.
So you can read. Okay, serious.
Compose yourself. Da, da, da,
da. I think I need some more of that French music. It's like London.
I need some more of that French wine we've been sucking.
The French wine as well, but that French music, just like Mogadon.
Oh, Blue Nun.
So we've got...
Blue Nun.
You can find out more about this insane madness at http://www.mutantpop.net/radioclash and with Creaky Door.
Do you know what? I would really like a website. www.vandalism/tires.
It's very funny, but very bad. I will go to hell for that joke. But I didn't write it, so hey. Yeah. We're in an orchestra at the moment.
Cool. It's what I was talking about earlier. You know the biopic of Richard Clayderman?
Yeah.
And this is the soundtrack.
This is the soundtrack to the biopic. What would it call? Dick?
Yeah.
Like a porn
Dick Clay.
Yeah. Dick Clay. It goes
that
around.
Sounds like a porn star name, though, doesn't it?
Isn't that a bit like, what's the name? You know, have you ever heard of, what's she called? Is it Lisa or Linda Plasticaster?
No. Is she the one who makes Plasticaster?
Yeah.
Famous people's
like
dicks.
Like Jimi Hendrix and people like that. And just imagine Dick Clay being the porn lounge hybrid of music biopicness. Anyway, it's time to... I think that with that sound, it's time to go.
Somewhere down the sunny
river. You can find out more about them on my amazing website. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. You can Skype me, but don't bother because strange Polish teenagers Skype me and I can't be bothered to answer.
Skype you?
Skype.
What's
that
mean?
It's a voice chat thing.
Oh, okay.
I get strange chats from people I've never heard of.
I thought it was like the word smite, you know, like God smited people or something. But
it actually makes me... It just sounds like some kind of complaint that dogs get. He's got Skype. I'm sorry, missus, he's got Skype. He won't make the night.
You've got Skype going in. And that's a new record by Athlete viewers. Well, edit that bit out.
I like your version. Oh, right, okay. Right, so now we're going to play out with Nina Gordon and her cover version of Straight Out of Compton. And she very, very kindly allowed me to play it on this show. I think after listening to this show...
What's her name? Cheers, Nina. You're a top bird.
Nina Gordon might actually regret giving permission. But anyway, it's a really good track. You should check out her site, www.ninagordon.com. I'll put that in the blog, a link to that. And as I say, anybody who can do an acoustic cover version of NWA is cool in my book. So thanks, Nina, and go and download it, because it's very good.
Get out of Compton. crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube from a gang called Niggers with Attitude. When I'm called off, I gotta sawed off. Squeeze a trigger and bodies are hauled off. You too, boy, if you fuck with me, police are gonna have to come and get me off your ass. That's how I'm going out for the punk motherfuckers that's showing out. Niggas start to mumble, they wanna rumble. Mix them and cook them up in a pot like gumbo. Going off on a motherfucker like that with a gat that's pointed at your ass. So give it up smooth, ain't no telling when I'm down for a jack move. Here's a murder rap to keep you dancing with a crime record like Charles Manson. My AK 47 is a tool. Don't make me act a motherfucking fool. Maybe you can go toe-to-toe. Maybe I'm knocking niggas out the box daily, weekly, yeah, well, monthly and yearly. Until them dumb motherfuckers see clearly that I'm down with a capital CPT, you can't fuck with me. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, 'cause Ice Cube is crazy as fuck. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of Compton. Coming straight out of Compton.